Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy, Kev, aka the Dirty Dog, but go ahead and call me Dallas Page, because I got my fucking AMC Diamond Hands going on, baby. You know what that's about. And this is just a little heads up, a little disclaimer to let you know that this is a comedy and crime podcast. So even though we do cover many serious cases and true events, we do like to throw in some inappropriate jokes, some dark humor, some satire, and might smack each other's butts. Even though we're all dudes, it doesn't matter. That's what we do. We're having fun. Are we playing sports? Maybe. It doesn't matter. You don't have to play sports to slap your boys' butts. That's what we do around here. That's how we show love, baby. Alrighty, thank you everyone for listening. Be good, stay safe, laugh at the dark stuff, and just... everyone out there, just slap your boy's butts. If you got a friend that's a boy, slap his butt right now. Tell him it was from Kev. Alrighty, hashtag Wildman, baby.
Alright, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down. To the brothers' common place tonight.
Rickety, 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 record, baby.
Rickety, rickety.
Yes. Primo, give me some lines, dude.
Fucking lines. I was doing some lines a little bit ago, if you know what I mean.
Oh, dude, that's pretty cool, man. I haven't done coke in a long time, dude.
Yeah, since it was like, I went
Wednesday.
Like 20 minutes.
Can you hear these lines?
Hello, Wildcat.
Fuck yeah.
Nah, it didn't go through right.
Oh, no.
But I think I could. Shit. I think it sounded like, hello, Wildcats.
Yeah, that was it.
Chili cheese nachos.
That one kind of went through. Chili cheese nachos.
He kind of sounds like Andrew.
When my belly starts a rumbling, and I'm jonesing for a treat. Oh, yeah, baby, I like that. Open your eyes for a big surprise, a tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
Fuck yeah.
That just sounded like scary music.
Yells, you were the chosen one.
Maybe I have it in the wrong.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I've been there, done that. Oops, wrong hole, baby. And that was just me when I was masturbating, so. It's tape. That sounded good. Oh, yeah, dude. Hey, real quick, I think my dad's ghost is yelling at me.
You're riding a pussy.
Oh, hell yeah. Alrighty, welcome everyone to the Brothers Commonplace, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more.
More.
And before we get into today's comedy-filled episode, I want y'all to meet my tender, crisp, bacon cheddar ranch boys.
Fuck yeah. Just remember that I thought of this like 3 minutes ago, but what's going on, guys? This is Tim, and my favorite time of the year is coming up. I would say probably like the next month or so. So I guess you can call me Bruce Springsteen.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So stupid.
That's good shit, dude.
So you've been teaming up with Obama lately?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh my God, for the fucking podcast, dude.
Hell yeah.
Is that out yet? I haven't listened to it.
Wait, that's a thing? Him and Bruce Springsteen? Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't know. I was going to do, I didn't have my soundboard ready, but I was going to play the Secret Garden song again.
What's that one?
If 4 Americans get killed, it's not optimal.
It's my only Obama clip.
what does Joe Biden say in the one clip where he's like, I could take questions if that's what you want me to do. And then they just cut the feed.
See, Corey, see where he's like... He's like, oh, what am I doing up here?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
The more this happens, I'm like, I love him so much now, dude. He's so fucking good. Corn Pop was a bad dude. I can take questions if that's what you want. That's what you need me to do. And then they instantly cut the feed.
Fucking Joe Biden.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And I went out there at a 6-foot chain.
Just whooped his ass.
Fucking
that's why Tooth's not here, actually.
I hope that there's like a DVD cut of like the outsiders, but instead of the greasers socias, Biden is just the only guy who shows up for the greasers of the 6 foot chain and just whips everyone's ass.
Hell yeah.
What up, everyone? This is Spence, fresh out of federal prison.
Finally got out. Finally got pardoned.
So, actually, it's funny you mentioned that. What I neglected to tell the listeners was I was stuck back in time in a prison in the Old West.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But I was able to break out thanks to, the help of a brave that I know from the Chipotle tribe named Rattlesnake in Coyote Ass. And
hell yeah.
I told him where I had hidden old Betsy, and he was able to recover her for me.
Oh, yes. Dude, I love that.
We blasted our way out of there. Currently in hiding and looking for Toof's great-great-grandfather's gold.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
To be continued.
Oh, that's some good shit. I wish people could see the video when you started talking and you just lifted the fucking gun up. And it is your boy Kev, aka the Dirty Dog. And Toof isn't here today, but I'm going to use the same opening because me and Andrew sing this at work. It's a little remix of Toof's song, but it goes, pissing, 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 pissing in my jug. Don't want Cassidy to know where I go. Pissing, 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 pissing in my jug. Don't want Cassidy to know where I go.
Fuck yeah. It was Come In My Sock.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, the other song. I remember that one.
Me and Andrew sing that sometimes.
Fuck yeah. It's so good.
It's a great song. I was laughing a lot today at the whole, your family died? Well, your name is dumb.
So good.
So I hope everyone is doing well. We just got three of the boys here, me, Primo, and Spence, and just going to do a little comedy episode. Talk about some good stuff, some bad stuff, some sexy stuff, possibly.
Fuck yeah.
And Toof's not even here.
No Toof, unfortunately. Yeah.
We're going to have to think about the sexy stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Real quick, I do want to talk about something from November 12th, 2014. This guy named Klaus Schmidt. All right.
Is he German?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's something. He's in Berlin.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, back in 1995, Klaus Schmidt, he attempts to rob this bank in Berlin. He goes in there with a gun. He's demanding money. The thing is this dude's deaf. All right.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hashtag Wildman.
And they didn't know that when he went in to rob it, but he goes in there to rob the place, and they ask him, the bank, they're like, do you need a bag? And he yells, yes, it's a real gun.
Oh, fuck yes, dude.
So then that's when they realize that he's obviously fucking deaf. So he probably yelled it out like a deaf man. And then immediately they just set off the alarm, which is super fucking loud. Fuck. And this dude didn't hear it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So they set off the fucking super loud alarm, and he's just standing there holding the gun.
Fuck yeah.
Later on, though, so obviously he stays there the whole time until the police just show up and arrest him.
Dude.
And like, this is just a hashtag Wildman over and over because.
For sure. Yeah.
Guess how the story ends.
Do they yell, get down, and he doesn't hear him, so they kill him?
No.
Oh, fuck. I was thinking that might be it.
Later on, Klaus Schmidt, he sues the bank for exploiting his disability of being deaf.
I was going to make a joke of that. Oh, my God.
Does he win?
You know, I don't know, dude.
Fuck, God, dude, I hope so.
I'm not sure if
it's Germany, so probably yes. Yeah. I mean, it's Europe.
I've never rooted for anybody more in my entire life.
Like, he had to have been an old dude. Like, he has to be super old.
Yeah, he had to pretty much have just given up on life and, like, all right, well, let's.
Yes, it's a real gun.
Yes, it's a real gun.
I mean, I'm pretty much okay with nuking all of Europe, especially because of how many times I have to click, yes, I am okay with cookies.
It's like every website now, man.
Dude, you saying cookies kind of reminds me of, like, this is going to sound like I have no game whatsoever, but back in sixth grade, I was dating this girl, and we ended up dating for, like, a year, so.
Fuck yeah.
But, yeah, and this is sixth grade. We also dated in high school for a little bit. But we would write notes to each other in school. And then I started, we started, like, emailing each other. And she, like, had every note I've sent her, like, saved.
Fuck,
like,
yeah.
Every note. So it's, like, super embarrassing. And then she has the very first email I sent her. And this is how we started dating. This was my game. Okay, you ready? Keep in mind, this is from the Sam Sinister email. It's just the subject.
Oh, that was like your email with Sam Sinister?
Yeah, Sam Sinister.
Fuck yeah.
The subject just says one word, cookies. Yeah. And then you open the email and it literally only says, tell me everything you know about cookies. And that's the entirety of it. And this girl dated me for a year. That's my cookie, yeah. Shower steaming, steaming. She eat it all up. Oh yeah, she greedy, greedy. She only want one thing for me to beat it, beat it. So I beat it up. No Vaseline, no plus. She love it when I sleep in and she can't get enough. So I beat it up. No Vaseline, no plus. She love it when I sleep in and she can't get enough. That cookie mine is mine, oh my. That cookie mine.
My mom really likes cookies, though. So.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Tell me everything you know about cookies.
Fuck yeah.
So fucking
so
stupid.
So she did agree to the cookies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did. Oh,
that's
man.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah. I saw a thing today, a meme, that if girls want to talk to a guy, they should just ask him what animal he thinks he can beat in a fight, and he'll talk for like an hour.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I got scared. I was getting ready for work, and I was going to my car at like 4:30 or so, and there was just a fucking deer next to it, and I didn't see it, and like it didn't move. I opened the door, and then it just ran off and scared the shit out of me, dude. And like I put up like karate hands, like I was gonna fucking do something, like like that's how fucking worthless I am. I don't know any karate at all, but that's my go-to move is to use karate that I don't have.
What if the deer stood up and did karate hands too?
Dude, have you seen when deer like beat the fuck out of dogs and shit? It's scary.
Yeah.
It's so scary. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to suck it like kicked by one or something. Your dad would know.
Dude, my dad. Dude, getting kicked in the head by it.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I need to move this. Dude, so I've told this story a million times. My dad drove a Green Ranger. And it was dented as fuck. It looked like it, like after you play kick the can, it looked like the can. This thing was so fucking beat up because he hit like 8,000 deer in it. But now that I remember, my dad told me, he's like, yeah, dude, I used to drink 2 40s on the way home from work
because
he
so
worked third shift.
Funny.
And dude, he drove like 45 minutes. But I mean, that's 2 40s, dude.
Dude,
yeah.
That's, I don't even know if I could drink that just sitting at home in 45
dude,
minutes,
that's
honestly.
That's insane.
That's
but
40s are huge.
He I think he said he either drank one at the gas station and then one on the way home, or he just drank both on the way home.
That's but, fucking awesome. So hashtag wild man.
Rest in peace, Daddy-O. So he's hit like no joke, probably 10 deer in this one truck. And this one that he hit, it's just right in the middle of the road, so he has to move it. So, yeah, he's drinking and driving. Not the best thing to do, probably. But at least he's like, you know what? I can't leave this deer here. I got to fucking move that. Someone could get hurt driving. So he gets out, and he's like going to drag this deer across the road. And the deer's not dead. It pops up, jumps onto the hood of his truck and jumps off and kicks him in the face. And I'm not joking at all. His entire face was like black and blue and all fucked up because his deer kicked him in the fucking temple. Yeah.
He's lucky they didn't, like, kill him. Dude. Like, that's crazy.
He drove... How do you drive home after drinking 240s and being kicked in the fucking head by a deer?
That's a rough day.
Only one man could.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, hashtag wild deer.
Hashtag wild deer, dude. I hope that deer's still out there.
Dude.
Okay. When I would go on vacation with my murdering uncle, this was every 4th of July, we would, like... He would just, like, buy apples and shit, and we would go out in the woods and just feed deer with our hands.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I swear to God. Like, you start off with grapes. You throw grapes to them. They get close, and then you hold the apple, and they'll fucking eat it out of your hand,
dude. Fuck yeah. Like, that'd be kind of scary, too, but it's awesome.
Fuck yeah, it's scary. I was, like, 6, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, it was a buck. It could just stab me through my head or kick my fucking head off.
It just raises its head and starts singing one of those, like, singing bass songs.
Oh, my God, dude, yeah. What was fucking singing bass song? Oh, no, I was thinking, bring me that filet of fish or whatever the fuck they say. What do they say? Yeah. How's the filet of fish song go?
Oh, I can't remember. I know my grandma had a singing bass that just sang, I don't know why either, singing, like, Hound Dog from Elvis.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
why
shit.
Did the fish sing
that? I
think I
saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why the fuck the fish sang that, but
since we've been working on Chili Cartel lately, and we were, spoiler alert, Joey Chestnut has to do with the backstory of someone's character.
Oh, yeah.
So I was looking up some information on Joey Chestnut just for fun. Dude, last year, for one of the records he broke, in 8 minutes, he ate 32 Big Macs.
No, dude.
Yeah.
How did you not just instantly have a stroke?
75 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
Jesus Christ. I haven't even eaten that in my life.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah.
The Big Mac one is pretty fucked up.
Yeah. This dude's like, he's not a big dude either.
Really. Yeah.
Because remember Kobayashi was the shit until Joey Chestnut beat him? Dude, when I told Andrew about Joey Chestnut, he's like, that's a real guy, Joey Chestnut? I was like, yeah. He's like, that literally just sounds like the exact name that you would make up for a Chili Cartel character.
It really does.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
What was the guy Joey something from the H3H3 video?
Oh, hey, this is Joey Salad. So we're going to see what happens when we park a car out here in the ghetto with the Trump sticker on it. And then he pays four black guys to beat the shit out of it.
Fuck yeah.
Like, he did that, dude. He's like, we're just going to see what happens when we park this car out here with the Trump sticker on it. And then someone is recording him from an apartment and watching him pay black guys and giving them sticks to go beat the car up. Hey, what's going on? This is Joey Salads.
Joey Salads.
What a stupid fucking name, dude.
God, man. At least like Joey Cobb Salads or something funny like that.
This is Joey. This is Cobb Salads.
This is Joey Chicken Salad Plate.
Dude, so you saw that Chris D'Elia had like an apology video like last week. He's he came out with an apology video and he's like, I've done things I'm not proud of. I didn't do anything illegal. Like, nothing I did was illegal, but I did things that like weren't like smart to do. Mm. And so like everyone is kind of like, yeah, I knew he didn't do anything like that bad. And they're defending him. Like, he was talking to girls, but they were all like legal age and stuff.
So why is it bad then?
And then, like, a couple days later, like, one of the girls is suing him, so he's in trouble for, like, possessing child porn because she was 17, and he was, like, getting her to send him shit and stuff.
Fuck yeah.
So it's like, dude, you just came out with an apology video, and everyone's like, yeah, dude, I knew he didn't do anything that bad. He's all right. He's fine. He shouldn't be canceled. And then that came out.
It's just all the bots he paid for to say that.
Yeah, dude. So I know we've talked about this before, that guy who sings in court, but I do kind of want to talk about it because it is real funny. But it's this dude named Brian Earl Taylor, and he is 21 years old. This is from March of 2016, and he's in court for he was arrested after police found him struggling with another man and holding a gun to his abdomen.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, and this is from mlive.com where I'm reading it. So, yeah, what happened is three men forced a 23-year-old dude into a vehicle at gunpoint, and then they drove him to the end of a street to rob him. And then they drove back to his apartment to finish robbing him. So they held this dude at gunpoint and, like, pretty much imprisoned him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he was originally placed on probation for two counts of larceny from a person in 2013, but was sentenced to prison after a probation violation in 2015. And then he was released on parole that year. But this is this is fucking good. So I'm going to show my screen and then we'll play it right here because it's the shit.
Okay.
Like, why would he think this would, like, this would help his sentence? Okay. Did you, sorry. Did you guys see my name? Look, you fuck my ass so good. I didn't even know I made that my name. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, just slow it.
Okay.
Hello there.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, I'm going to start over.
God, no.
Here we go.
I'm so embarrassed already.
I wrote a song. Your Honor, I wrote a song.
Hello there, Your Honor. I want to say I'm sorry for the things I've done, and I try and be stronger in this life I chose. But I want you to know that door I closed. And Your Honor, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
The white guy in the background looking at him.
They're all like losing
mother,
it.
I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
I don't know. Red tie guy seems like he's heard this shit before.
Sorry, 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 sorry. Yes, Your Honor, I'm sorry, sorry.
All right, I'm going back because that one part's so good. He's like, to the victim, I'm sorry. He fucking held him at gunpoint and robbed his ass.
Yeah.
Mother, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. To the victim, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Yes, Your Honor, I'm sorry, sorry,
it's
sorry,
so
sorry.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Oh, my God. I straight up, like, okay, life. I'm not even asking the jury. It's just life.
Thank you, Your Honor. That shit's so good.
What if they just straight gave him the death penalty?
Death. And to the victim, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
Like, hey, did you give him his stuff back at least?
I don't know why that reminded me. Do you remember when Ryan Seacrest on American Idol, when he went to go high-five that blind dude?
Oh, fuck, no.
He's like the one contestant who comes out and he's blind and he holds up his hand to high-five him and the dude's just staring at him because he doesn't see it. This shit's good. And to the victim, I'm sorry.
Dude, that's so fucking bad.
Yeah, dude.
Hang on. One second. My cat is being fucking annoying.
Oh, dude, you're not going to put it down, are you?
We have the tools if we need to.
True.
We can rebuild them, but I don't want to spend a lot of money. How's that going?
Family Guy.
What I was thinking of that just cracked me up. It's like either in the an episode or in the 1900s or something. It might be One If by Clam, Two If by C, possibly. Okay.
Yeah.
And in the background, they just have the abortion clinic, and it's just a giant just flight of stairs.
Yeah, and
you just
up the
fall
stairs.
Off it.
It's so good. Fuck, I'm trying to remember. Because it's called Ye Old Abortion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what episode that is, but yeah, that's good. I think it's the one where they find out who Peter's real dad is, I'm pretty sure. Because, like, the mom tried to have an abortion or something like that.
Remember when Chris has a big dick? And, like, Peter's crying about it. And then he's like, yeah, thank you for giving our son a big penis. He's like, what are you talking about, Peter? He's like, well, he certainly didn't get it from me.
So good.
Hey, don't worry. I'll be gentle. And he drives that long-ass car in the tunnel.
Yeah, just gets hit by that train. Such a good show.
All right. I got a couple more stories to talk about. And then, do you remember, do we want to play, like, Television Hands or something like that?
Sure.
Let's play some.
Yeah.
We can do either the first date impression.
Oh, fuck yeah. That was
Television
good.
Hands. That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll read a story real quick. This is from allthat'sinteresting.com.
Nice.
And the title of this is, well, I don't want to read the title because I don't want to ruin it.
Okay.
But this Russian dude, he's his name is Alexander Chechik, something like that. And he's sending some pictures of himself to a couple of his friends. And in the picture, he's holding a hand grenade.
Fuck yeah.
And also, he removed the pin in the pictures that he sent. So everyone is kind of like, you know, what are you doing, dude? So he's a 26-year-old dude, and he's posing with these pictures of him and this hand grenade on social media. And one of his friends texts him. He's like, hey, where are you? Are you okay? And that's when he sends a picture of himself holding the grenade with the pin removed. And then he replies saying, it depends by what you mean, okay.
Fuck yeah.
And his friend, who's like, come on, dude, this shit ain't funny, dude. And he tells him, listen, don't fuck around. Where are you? And his friend that had the grenade didn't know that if you pull the pin out, even if you hold it, that fucker's eventually going to blow up.
Yeah.
And it was on his lap and blew up. So, like, blew his fucking dick and everything apart.
Yes.
And and then he died. Yeah, he, like, split himself. He pretty much blew himself in half and then died.
Dude, fuck yeah.
But he thought, like, if I didn't throw the grenade, it wouldn't blow up. And, like, he tried to, like, put the pin in and shit, and then it blew up. Where the fuck did he get it? Where the fuck did he just get this grenade?
I don't know.
I think they're just they might even grow on trees in Russia.
They're like apples.
But there's like a picture of him, like just sitting in his car dead after the grenade blew up. But they like blurred out like it's from the waist down. So like, don't even show the picture. Like, we get it. You know, you don't have to show the shit. And if you are going to show it, then don't blur it so we can at least see the good shit.
Yeah, I got to see everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
that's a hashtag wild man, though.
That is a hashtag wild man way to go. And in the first picture, the way he's holding the grenade, I kind of thought he was holding it like it's his dick, but I don't think he was.
Ah, that would have been so much better.
Yeah.
He just happened to be listening to Blow Me Away by Breaking Benjamin at the time.
Dude, what if we found out he was listening to the Brothers Commonplace?
That'd be awesome, dude. Awesome. Fuck yeah, it would. And he couldn't find the button to shut it off. He's like, well, there's only one way out of this.
This is the next best thing.
Sorry,
it's about as good as the 4chan guy that had the grenade.
Oh, dude. He tried to flush it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Remember the dick skull guy? The guy who took the skull from that catacombs and then he put his dick in the eye hole?
No, that's awesome.
Yeah,
dude. That shit's funny. So, all right. You guys want to play a round of what do we want to do? First date impression or do we want to do television hands?
I don't remember first date impression.
That's what we did when we were all here and you made pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Real quick, sorry to interrupt. Mortal Kombat comes out on April 16th. Do you guys want to come over and watch it when it comes out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I really do really, really want to watch that, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Is that James Wan? Did he make that? I know he was supposed to make one, but I'm not sure if he made that one.
Yeah, I think he's a producer. I don't know who the director is, though.
Yeah, I just knew he was involved in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I think it looks awesome. I hate how the masks always look like they're like sticking so far out. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But the movie looks awesome. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's do some television hands. And for those that are unfamiliar with it, television hands is just a game where you take a movie or a scene from TV and you can like reach in through the screen either with your face or your hands or really whatever you want to do. And you're just inserting yourself into the scene. So you just say what you would do, what scene it is, and we'll talk about it. Usually they're pretty good, pretty fun stuff.
Kev, you haven't seen Schitt's Creek, have you?
Negative.
Oh, such a good show.
Timmy and I just finished it. It's pretty good. But for those who've seen Schitt's Creek, like whenever Roland is talking to Johnny, I just reach in and grab both his cheeks and like pull him out. Like this. Just pull him out like that.
Look, yeah, Roland is just Woogie from There's Something About Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In Forrest Gump, when Forrest is beating the shit out of that dude, Like, I kind of just reach in there and I punch Forrest once across the face. And I'm like, hey, I want you to win. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, this guy is just, you're whipping his ass. He's got to get one hit in, dude. That guy, he like, doesn't he hit Jenny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I defend that guy. Hey, and, it's got to be a fair fight.
In Boys Don't Cry. The scene where Hillary Swank gets killed, like after he shoots her, I'm in just in the background doing this.
Oh my god, dude! Fuck yeah, dude!
I don't know how to say what that's called for the listeners. It's like, what do you call this?
The OK symbol that they say is now a now fucking white power.
Oh, nuh-uh.
Yeah, they say it started off. It was one of those things that started off as a joke, and now like. The left, people really do think that the OK symbol means white power. Like, people are getting canceled and shit for it.
Jesus, I didn't mean it like that. I meant like when somebody looks at it and you're supposed to like punch them or whatever.
Hey, dude, like I listen to the Workaholics podcast. This is important. And they're like, dude, we have so much tight butthole merchandise that we can't get rid of. Like, we can't sell or give it away because everyone thinks it means white power now.
That's so funny. Jesus. It'll hopefully go away in like a year.
In The Hills Have Eyes, the remake, I'm kind of just, there's a scene where like the mutants are like raping that girl.
Yeah, and didn't I kind of smell his fingers or whatever.
And I kind of just like walk in. Is it inside a camper? I forget.
Yeah.
So I kind of open the camper and I see it and I'm like, oh. I didn't see nothing, and I just close the door and leave.
So you're Kato?
I'm like, whoa.
Was that OJ's friend's name?
Kato yeah. Or something like that? Yeah, yeah. Dude. Kato's the shit.
Yeah, you know that motherfucker saw something.
In Moneyball.
Oh.
Basically every scene with Philip Seymour Hoffman, I just stick my foot in and trip him.
He's just the fucking manager of the team. Hell yeah. That's super good. In basketball, like towards the end, like right when they're about to win that game and they're doing that like triple play or whatever, and he throws the ball backwards to try to, you know, convert or whatever. I just run in and block it.
Fuck yeah, dude. In Forrest Gump also, when Jenny's on stage, I just kind of reach in and slap her ass a couple of times when you just see her naked butt there.
I come in from the other side
and just pinch it.
And she's yelling at us. She's like, I'm trying to sing a song.
I'm trying to sing a song.
In Harry Potter.
Oh, fuck yeah.
When he's got the sorting hat on, I just run in and yank it off his head and just immediately whip down my pants and start taking a shit in it.
The hat goes, Slytherin. You take off the sorting hat, and underneath Harry's wearing a MAGA hat.
Yeah, dude.
In the movie Signs, when at the end when Mel Gibson's son is like sitting on his lap and they're trying to breathe together, like I come in, I'm like, that's kind of gay. And then I leave. Because it is pretty gay. I'm not saying it's wrong. I mean, besides the fact it's a child and him, but it just looks like they're dry humping. It's weird. That scene always makes me feel uncomfortable, you know?
In Pulp Fiction, when they're raping Michael Clark Duncan, for some reason, I'm just also in the room playing Game Boy.
You're dressed like the Boy Scout kid from Up.
Like, I just act like I don't know what's happening. I'm just in there playing Game Boy. Playing some fucking Pokemon Yellow.
Oh, man.
Just imagine seeing that.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
In the movie Seven, when he's going, oh, what's in the box? It's just a Nintendo Switch is in there.
It's even a Nintendo Switch box.
Because he can't read. So what's in that? What's in the box?
It's not his fault he can't read. In Mr. Deeds, when he's helping the old guy across the street, I just come in and trip him.
Fucking poor dude. In The Prestige, right when they do the switcheroo, I hurry up and I slide a trampoline under there, so it just bounces all the way back up. Doesn't even make sense, because doesn't he fall into like that container?
I move
the tank and I put a trampoline under it.
Fuck yeah.
In Star Wars A New Hope.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
When Vader is choking that one guy in like the business boardroom meeting thing.
Yeah.
I just run over and I just reach my arm in and start tickling the guy's balls while he's being held up in the air.
Hell yeah.
In Jaws, when that dude's given the speech about the sharks.
Noon the fifth day, Mr. Hooper, Lockheed Ventura. So as he swung in low and he saw us, a young pilot, a lot younger than Mr. Hooper anyway, he saw us and he come in low. And 3 hours later, a big fat PBY comes down and start to pick us up. You know, that was the time I was most frightened, waiting for my turn. I'll never put on a life jacket again. So 1,100 men went in the war. 360 men come out. The sharks took the rest June the 29th, 1945. Anyway, we delivered the bomb.
Which is like a really good speech, but he's like, I can't remember how it goes at all, but it's... He's like, anyways, we dropped the bomb or something like that.
Yeah.
I stick my head in through the door and I go, no one believes you. Bullshit. You just made that up.
And Joe Dirt, when the dog's balls are like stuck to the frozen porch or whatever it was, yeah. They use like a spatula to get him out. But I just reach my hand in, and they use my hand to scoop the dog's balls up.
In Jaws.
Oh, fuck yeah. Again.
When I'm reaching my arm in to try to mess with some shit, mm-hmm. right when that one kid gets his leg bit off and it bites my arm off instead.
Just a random arm.
In Jumanji, Robin Williams is stuck in the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just got his head up there, and he's like, put the dice in my mouth. I whip my dick out, and I put it in there. And I keep it in there until I nut.
He starts blowing like he's trying to blow away that spider.
I put it in there. I make him give me head, and then I pull out, and I nut on his face, and I go, snake eyes.
So good.
Meanwhile, the one kid that was turning into like a monkey just is taking a shit on his head.
He deserved it, man.
What's that movie called? I gotta look up. Is it Snowpiercer?
Yeah.
In a Snowpiercer, spoiler alert. But in Snowpiercer, at the very end, when the dude like lifts up that panel and just sees the kid working down there underneath it all, I just close the panel back. Because they make the kids in there work the train because their hands are small enough to fit in the machine, and I just cover them back up.
In Aladdin, when the Cave of Wonders is trying to talk, I just reach in and throw in some atomic fireball candies. Into its mouth.
Fuck yeah.
Let's see. At the end of Tusk, whenever they go visit Justin Long, I have a gun. And they're like tossing them fish. I just pull out the gun and I just fucking shoot them for making me watch that fucking movie.
It's a better ending.
Just fucking shoot him.
And I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, when he reveals himself as Will Ben's son. You just see me in the background doing a spit take.
Oh shit. In Rambo, like in the newest Rambo, where there's like the last 20 minutes are just him fucking shooting the place up.
Fuck yeah.
There's a part where they, like the people, they have flamethrowers and they toss this kid into like kids, a tent and flamethrow him. Well, yeah. I'm in the tent, and as soon as they throw the kid in, I throw him back out.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love the part in that movie when the sergeant is explaining Rambo's training and all the things he's learned to do. And he's like, to eat things that would make a billy goat puke.
Hey, did you bring any weapons? No, of course not. We're fucking photographers. Then you ain't changing anything. Like, his voice is like, dude, that's not your fucking voice, Rambo.
It's Christian Bale's inspiration.
Isn't there another one after that now, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I think there's a newer one. I never saw it, but I'm pretty sure there's one that just came out like a couple years ago.
They should have one where it's just fucking Rambo and Biden with a 6-foot chain, and they're just at the Capitol, and they just are fucking defending the Capitol.
Fuck yeah.
Well, that'd be awesome, dude.
Isn't it supposed
Biden
to be
Unchained?
Oh, dude, oh fuck yeah. Wasn't there supposed to be another attack or some shit? I saw something on the news at work about it. Yeah, something. I don't know. I don't know if it happened or they said it was going to or something. I saw on the news at work.
I didn't see.
He's just biding his time.
Oh.
Ooh, got him.
You guys got any more television hands?
I don't think so. Those were good, though.
Yeah, those are some good ones.
Yeah, I liked them.
It's always good to get handsy.
Oh. Mr. Handsy.
This is from people.com. This is an article from December 30th, 2019. A Michigan man, 40-year-old dude, he filed a lawsuit against his parents. A 40-year-old dude suing his parents. Do you guys want to guess why?
Failure to provide Xbox Live subscription.
Dude, remember when we were playing video games or something up in Jason's room?
Yeah.
And we're all in our mid-20s. And his dad is like, hey, will you turn that down? And Jason's like, why don't you come in here and turn it on yourself, faggot?
Faggot, dude, it's so fucking funny.
His dad, wasn't he like, what? And Jason's like, nothing.
He just said nothing and shut the door.
We love you, Dave. We love you, JP. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, JP.
Rest in peace, JP.
Okay, what did he sue him for? I mean, it probably kind of is something like what Spence said, but I'll say, like,
I'll give you a hint. Imagine this guy is Toof. He's pretty much, it would be a Toof thing. Why do you think Toof would, if Toof were to sue his parents, why do you think he would do it?
I mean, they find his piss jugs?
They dumped them all out?
Yeah.
Well, close. So this 40-year-old Michigan man filed a lawsuit against his parents after they threw out his collection of pornography and sex toys.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He said it's worth nearly $29,000.
Jesus Christ.
And so People Magazine, they were emailing this dude's family, to which his dad, #wildman, says, you know what? We're doing my son a big favor by throwing this shit out. So fuck yeah. He's like, I believe it will improve my son's emotional and mental well-being. The son, who clearly did not agree, filed charges against his parents, suing them for $86,000.
How the fuck do you expect to make that much off of it?
Which is triple the amount he believes his collection was worth. His father says he hopes one day that his son will see the benefits of them throwing this out. And I don't fully understand what he means right here, but the dad said in an email, I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine. I don't know. But that's all I have for that story. But a 40-year-old dude, like, what porn does he have that's worth 30 grand?
I hope it was all VHS tapes.
Oh, fuck yeah, I hope so. Was the dad insinuating that the porn is worse than the crack cocaine?
I don't know. I didn't understand that comment.
Yeah.
Or at least equal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know how you spend $29,000 on porn when it's free
online.
I'm going
to Google most expensive porn tape. Let's see what it is.
Was this like before AOL?
Oh, this is different. Did you know? Oh, my God. What? My dad had this.
What is it?
It's this pirate porn movie.
Fuck yeah.
The most expensive pornographic movie ever made. It had a budget of over $1 million.
Jesus
Dude, I
Christ.
Remember my dad having this fucking Fuck movie. Yeah.
Dude, what if when you were just searching that, you just found Scared Shitless?
Oh, my God, dude. I got to make Scared Shitless episode 2. I only got the first one up.
I listened to a little bit of it after I listened to the Chili Cartel. The Chili Cartel was so fucking funny.
Yeah, dude, it's so
Andrew
good.
Andrew and it's so good.
Yeah,
it's my
dude.
Birthday. I love that.
Hey, what happened to him? Who? Fucking cauliflower ears.
That's so good.
Dude, I don't know why this is funny. We've had, back in high school, we had a couple foreign people that would come in for like a quarter or a semester or something.
Yeah.
We had this one dude who, I forget his name. It was either his name was Forrest or he smelled like a pine forest. I don't remember. It was one of those. But he was this, no, his name was Lubin. His name was Lubin,
yeah.
And he smelled like pine forest.
Did he go by like, Lube short, like for short?
And he like never spoke in class ever, because I mean, he's a foreign kid. I forget where he was from.
Yeah.
And he was in mine and Jason's like algebra class. And dude, this was like the hardest we've ever laughed before in a long time. And they would always call on people to like say the answer and stuff. And they ask Lubin, the teacher's like, Lubin? He goes, four. Mm. And the teacher instantly goes, wrong. And we fucking laughed so hard.
Jesus.
Yeah. We're like, oh my God. This poor dude. And I don't remember. We had this one kid in eighth grade. His name was Vicente or something like that, from Panama.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Like, he immediately, after like a week and a half, got sent back to Panama. I don't remember why. I think it was either because he was always like spying on the girls' locker room and shit.
Oh, fuck
like,
yeah,
he would always like try and look in there and stuff. Like, yeah, you can't do this, dude. And I guess he would keep going in there, so they fucking sent him back to Panama.
Oh, I thought it was because they found that video of Jim on that webcam. It's just American funny.
Reminds me of one of my foreign friends, Placente.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, that was our friend till we ate it.
Oh, yeah. Us and Tom Cruise.
Why do people eat that shit? That's gross.
Probably some.
You mean you didn't eat the placenta when Ballard was born?
Fuck no, dude.
Shit.
He made him do it.
Yeah, you're going to eat it. You're going to grow up strong.
Hey, you
you're
create the mess, you're cleaning the shit up, man.
Like, Ballard, you're not going to be a failure like your fucking father. Eat that placenta.
That's what the doctor said.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, that kind of, you could wait till I leave the room. You don't got to say that shit to my face. I'm like, yeah, so how's your year going? You know, it's all right. Not too good either, though. Kobe died, and now I got this little shithead who won't eat his own placenta, so.
Dude.
Shit, what were we just talking about?
so
gross,
you were
dude.
Talking about
placenta.
Yeah.
How to eat placenta. I just Googled that. Let's see.
God, dude. I hope you at least cook it.
The most common way to eat your placenta and the easiest to swallow is in pill form. What? Okay, so I pictured it wrong. I pictured it being like if I were to like pick up like a live like jellyfish and eat it. That's how I was picturing
this
shit.
That's kind of, yeah, that's kind of how I was thinking in my head.
What does placenta taste like? The sesame oil amplified the flavor of the broth, and the subtle taste of the placenta gradually revealed itself. It was like beef. What? That can't be true.
I love beef, but that's fucking gross.
It's like beef. You know,
if
they made it,
they made a soup out of placenta.
What the fuck is this? This is someone made placenta tacos.
Nah.
Hey, yeah. What's the soup of the day?
It's placenta. Hey, that sounds good. I'll have that.
This is fucking grossing me out. All right,
placenta tacos. You know those Tubes family.
Yeah, we gotta, you know, we gotta save up. With Cracker Jack, the price at Cracker Jacks went up, so we gotta start eating our own placentas.
You know, somehow Toof's got one in a fucking jug somewhere anyway.
Dude, oh, yeah. I guarantee it, dude. Yeah. Guarantee it, man. I was really hoping to get an update on his piss jug collection.
Dude. He just got to find a better place to hide them, man. That's it.
So I got two more stories. They're not very long. This one is just, this is from CBS Detroit. This is back in 2012. But this dad, he gets called into school because his son was spraying something that smelled like farts in the middle school. Yeah, so the dad is Jason Festerman, and he gets called to the school after his son gets suspended for spraying the prank item liquid ass in his classroom. And the ads claim that liquid ass is a power pack, super concentrated liquid that begins to evaporate, filling the air with a genuine foul butt crack smell with hints of dead animal and fresh poop.
That's awesome.
Nice. So this is what happens. He goes to the principal's office, and then they call his dad. So the dad shows up, and then the dad starts fucking spraying the people in the office with it. But the dad says, he's like, no, I was just innocently checking out the item in the school, and it accidentally discharged.
Okay.
But he gets charged with disorderly conduct, which carries a possible penalty of $200 and 90 days in jail. Jesus. And the schools are like, he attacked the teachers and the administrators with this fucking liquid ass shit. And they're like, we all think he was acting out over his son's suspension. And he's like, no, I was looking at it and it went off. And they're like, motherfucker, we have cameras. We have the footage of you doing this shit.
That's amazing.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for that one. But that is kind of fun. Wild,
man. Yeah,
that he fucking let me look at it. Fucking attacks all the people in the school with it.
Yeah.
Sounds like what I would do.
Jason Festerman, Detroit. Yeah. I'm going to try to find this fucking dude.
I wish like it had like a color when he sprayed him and he just writes NWO on him.
Oh my god, yeah, dude. That'd be awesome.
And he's wearing a Wolfpack shirt.
Jason Festerman, dude. I'm hoping I don't see a find a grave link. I hope this dude's not dead.
Him or the where you at guy better fucking be immortal.
Where are you at? Park and ride? Dude, it's in my park and ride _469. Fuck yeah, he's awesome.
Where are you at?
Where are you at? Nah, hey, give you 15 years, probably. He probably does, probably will. he's fucking awesome. They should have let him out for that.
Didn't you say the cops like tackle him like as soon as he leaves?
Dude, it like he goes out and then the cops run at him and then it cuts to him on the ground. They never cut like that. So they had to have done something.
They Rodney King'd his ass, dude. They beat the shit out of him.
They did. Rodney King's watching it and he's like, come on, man. You don't deserve that shit. Damn, now that's fucked up, dude. Poor Rodney King. Didn't he become an alcoholic and then drown in a pool?
Wait, Rodney King died?
Yeah, he's dead. I thought he got drunk and passed out in a pool.
Holy fuck.
Something like that. Yeah, he died in 2012, dude.
Damn. Yeah, that sucks. I really never really heard much about him after like that whole thing.
Dude, they got lucky that there was a bunch of cops because Rodney King could fucking beat some ass.
Yeah, he was
a
big dude.
He's a fucking giant. He was 6'3". I mean, I did think he was a lot taller than that, but he's a fucking badass, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he would have fucked, you know, a good amount of them up.
They should have let him. They should have gave him, like, the Rambo Gatling gun and just been like, just go do it. Just go fucking do what you want. Let's see here. How did he die? Oh, no. It was on Father's Day.
Oh, that sucks.
They found him underwater or dead on the bottom of a swimming pool.
Mm.
That sucks.
Didn't we do a topic recently where like the guy was like killing his wives and acting like they drowned or something like that? Didn't we do one?
I think so. Dude, as soon as we cover a case, I instantly forget like everything about it.
Yeah, I go back and listen to a lot of the really old ones, but...
All right, Jerry Lee Lewis.
No.
Oh,
he was.
Yeah, that was an interesting one, too.
Yeah, that one was really good. This one was, like, recently where, like, the guy and his, like, friend did it, and they, like, I think they killed her in the house and they put her by like the river put her in the water.
The snake. They had a snake by
The snake. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. They had to act it out in court, right?
Yeah. Okay. I forgot about
that. The fucking snake got out.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Speaking of idiots, last story we're going to talk about today. This is just from CNN. This is from 2009, actually. These two guys, all right, Matthew McNelly and Joey Miller, I believe they're both 20 years old. They came in. Police got a call this night saying two men in hooded sweatshirts and painted faces had tried to break into a man's home in Iowa and rob him.
Oh, shit.
Okay. When police stopped a vehicle matching the caller's description blocks away, they were stunned by the men's disguises. They had no ski masks on, no stockings over their heads. This is what they did for disguises, okay? They painted their faces.
Yeah.
Actually, they just took a black permanent marker.
Oh, my God.
And just colored on their face.
What the fuck?
Dude. And it's like, this is why they're so fucking dumb, because that doesn't hide who you are at all. And then they couldn't even wash it off. So police just found them with marker on their face, dude. Let me screenshot it. And I'll just show you their their stupid ass fucking face.
They're gonna fucking know you. Oh, what the fuck?
That's their mugshots, dude.
Wow.
Look at these fucking losers. Why do the guy? I like how the one guy went around the left eye, but it was like, fuck it, dude. I'm not doing the other one.
Yeah. Like, they still could clearly tell who the fuck you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other dude, it just looked like he tried to draw like Hurricane's mask.
Yeah, dude. It really does. Quote, "We're very skilled investigators and the black faces gave them right away." Dude, they're laughing at the police chief is fucking laughing as he's talking about how we're very good investigators to find these guys. It's like they're just fucking, and they just really just talk about how funny these fucking idiots are. He says they probably were just not thinking straight and figured we'll go out and scare the guy or whatever. They were being dumb, and combined that with alcohol was a perfect storm. So both men, which Matthew's 23 and Joey's 20, they get a charge with attempted burglary, and McNelly was charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated. And that's pretty much it for that one. It's just these fucking idiots.
Did say how much time they got?
No, I'm not. Ah. I didn't see that.
Dude.
They called themselves the permanent bandits.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude, I wonder how long it took to get that shit off.
Yeah, that shit don't come off.
No,
permanent
dude.
Marker?
Yeah, it had to take a while.
You need, like, that scratchy soap.
Yeah.
It's on their face,
yeah,
dude.
You know how bad like lava soap or whatever, like, that would hurt.
The one guy did his eyelids. Oh, my God, dude.
What if he got the other guy to do those?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, hey, can you get this part over here for me? Hey, Maddie. hey, Maddie Light. Could you get? I guarantee that guy went by Maddie Light. I guarantee fucking it, dude.
Yeah.
Or Natty Light.
I hope one of them did their fucking dicks, man.
I know, dude. Just in case.
Drew,
it looks like there's a spider on the end of my dick. The underside of my fucking dick, I drew like a chain. It's like a chain link. And then you can give me a hand job and be like, hey, what are you yanking my chain?
He could be fighting Corn Pop with his dick.
Oh, my God, dude. He's like, yeah, dude. He's like, hey, Joe Biden, if you need to beat up Corn Pop, I know you don't have a 6-foot chain, but I got a 3-inch chain if you need that.
Fuck yeah.
Well, guys, we're about an hour in almost. You want to do our closing shit, Spence? Anything else you guys want to mention or anything?
I wonder if Ghost Rider's dick is just a chain like, comes out of it.
That'd be awesome. And it didn't light fire until after he slept with Tim's mom.
Oh, got her.
I'm just joking, dude.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of the Brothers Commonplace. All of you knights of the podcast.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It doesn't make a sound.
Oh, what was that?
This is like a bayonet from World War I.
Fuck, that's badass, dude. Hell yeah.
I thought it would sound like a sword being pulled out, but Anyway.
It'll be hard to hear in the video.
Yeah. Shh, Tyler.
It'll sound weird. Shh, Tyler.
Press the record button again.
If you would like to hear your own custom sound effect on the podcast, all you have to do is sign up at brotherscommon.place and do a shout out to @Spence requesting one, and you'll get it. That's all it takes. Yeah.
That's an awesome idea. I like that a lot.
That's good.
If you want access to special bonus episodes of the Brothers Commonplace, all you have to do is support us at the $5 or $10 levels on Patreon. $5 and $10? Is there one?
We have $1, $5, and $10.
Oh, hell yeah. Three options.
And they all give you the same shit. It's pretty much just pay what you want. I mean, I'm more happy seeing a high number of patrons rather than money.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
yeah.
Money's cool, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I just like seeing people that sign up. And then everyone on the Dirty Dog House, which is the Patreon only, you get a shout out. So yeah, I shout you out and get a bonus episode every week.
And if you like the podcast in general, if you get some value from the Brothers Commonplace, be sure and leave us a review and a rating wherever you find podcasts, but especially on Apple. You go there, get the podcast out there, share it on social media. We've got an Instagram, we've got a Facebook, we've got all kinds of shit. There's even an email, brotherscommonplace@gmail.com.
yeah. So a special thank you to everyone that has already left us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. That really helps us out. It means a lot to us. And if you leave us one, send us a screenshot of it and we'll give you a shout out. Also, don't forget to check out our 5th edition D&D podcast, our actual play. It's called Same Crit, Different Day. Listen to that. Leave it a 5-star review and rating as well. And we have Chili Cartel should be coming out sometime soon. I realize we've been saying that for over a year, but I'm actually working on it again. All the boys are coming over tomorrow to record some voice lines.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm real excited for that. And we're going to post it a bunch. We'll let you know when it's out. But we need everyone that listens to this show to go find Chili Cartel on Apple Podcasts and subscribe and rate and review, because we really want to have a big start with that. And we'll let you know when that's out. And thank you to everyone that signed up for our Patreon. That is a monthly subscription of $1, $5, or $10 a month. You can really just pay what you want. You get a bonus episode once a week. I normally put it up on Sundays, and it's usually between 25 minutes to an hour long. And sometimes I talk about crime. Sometimes I just talk about random shit. But there's a hotline number that you can call and leave a voicemail for me, and I'll read it or play it on the episode. And then I'll play your text messages, read your text messages. So it's pretty fun. It's a lot of cool to interact with you guys when you do that. We have a Threadless store. I forget what the website is. TheBrothersCommonplace.threadless.com. We have a new shirt up there. It's Bigfoot. It's pretty badass. It's pretty awesome.
Got a hoodie coming.
And I think that's everything for me. I think so. So, Primo, you've been begging me, okay? Don't forget to mention me at the end to give me a chance. Pass the mic every now and then. So that's what I'm doing, yeah. Tim. Here's the mic. Tell us what you want to say, dude.
I've been waiting, man. I got nothing.
All righty. Normally, Toof is here. Just skip right past. Normally, Toof is here for the words of wisdom, but our boy's busy tonight, so no Toof. But we love him. He's our boy.
He's one of our best friends.
Yeah, I hope he's having some really good sex right now.
Yeah, that's even if it's with himself. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, 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 for sure. I hope when he the work cat, dude. I hope he has sex and he wears those suspenders somehow. Just connects him to his nuts.
Hope he still has those suspenders.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. So Lyra. The stepkid, she just turned 8. I don't know if it was at her babysitter's. I don't remember where. But Sarah got a call. It's like, yeah, I'm not trying to get Lyra in trouble, but we overheard her saying, and this is what she said to one of the other kids there, pretend that I just kicked you in the nuts.
Fuck yeah.
So
at least she didn't actually do it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's something
pretend.
Real funny.
Nothing wrong with that.
Pretend. Dude, I remember when I first learned the word fugly. It was in second grade, and I came home, And I had this pen, like my mom, I don't remember what, but I called this pencil. I'm like, look at this fugly pencil, mom. She's like, what, Kevin? What are you saying? I was like, what? She's like, you can't say fugly. I'm like, why not? She's like, it means fucking ugly. Like, she said it right to my face when I was in second grade. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, dude, fugly.
Fugly is such a funny word.
Dude. Yeah, dude, it really great. Is.
Fugly. All righty. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
And laugh at the dark stuff.
Hashtag wild, man.
Hashtag fugly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hashtag wild deer.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hashtag wild man. Hashtag wild woman. Ooh. Hashtag wild deer.
Oh, hashtag wild hogs.
Oh,
I take that back, actually.
Dude, remember when we went to the movies and we saw the trailer for that with, like, some retarded dude? And, like, when they showed the part where he takes, drugs and his leg looks really long, he, like, laughs so hard. Is that wild hogs or is that something else?
It was. I think it's, like, old dogs or something like
old
that.
Old dogs, yeah, it was something like
it's
that.
It's, like, Robin Williams and John Travolta, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a part in the trailer where they take, like, I don't know if they accidentally take drugs or something.
Remember. Yeah.
And he looks down at his leg and it looks like super far away or looks super long.
Yeah.
And this dude laughed. Like, he has, like, one of the druggy laughs and he laughs so hard, like, it was the funniest thing he's ever seen.
Dude, what were we
watching?
We were
like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, it wasn't even funny.
Dude, I'm going to the trailer. I'm watching it right now.
I wish I remember what movie we were watching.
Is it Old Dogs?
Yeah, it should be Old Dogs. It should be Robin Williams and John Travolta, I think. I never actually saw it.
I don't see the leg part. Oh, my God, I found it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have you guys watch my screen. Okay. We're going to see if it's funny or not. Okay. I didn't watch it yet, but
yeah,
I just saw.
Let's see if I even giggle.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
One of my little magic pills. Watch out for sudden loss of depth perception.
Remember where they
go. Like, the only part that's funny is, like, me thinking about how hard that guy laughed.
Yeah, it wasn't funny at all. This guy laughed so hard. Like, he shut down the entire theater. Everyone just stopped. Like, what the fuck?
Like,
dude.
They really did. What? I think, wasn't it at, like, the Dollar Theater? Was that the same?
Yeah. That's probably the only theater we ever went to, dude.
Yeah, dude. There was one.
Didn't they
time...
shut it down because someone got raped
there? Someone got raped in the bathroom,
Why do they got to shut the theater down for it?
I don't fucking know. Like, maybe
don't
just
blame
have...
the theater for that.
Maybe have security or something. Yeah. But, I mean, we are only paying a dollar, though. Like, I guess they got what they paid for.
Dude, you know what's fucked? When. You know what's fucked, dude? And I remember being like, so if you had a college ID, you got discounts on everything.
Yeah.
And like, Toof didn't go to college, but for some reason he had an ID or something. I don't remember how or why.
Was it from work?
And
there, maybe?
He used his discount card at the Dollar Theater.
Toof.
I'm like, Toof, you piece of shit, dude. So how much of a bitch.
Was it like 50 cents?
Yeah, it was only a dollar to get in, so they just charged him 50 cents.
Jesus.
It's like, Toof.
Do you remember sneaking into the Rob Zombie Halloween, too?
Halloween, yeah, dude.
And fucking just being pissed.
Yeah. Like, we watched like 30 minutes, and it was all a dream or something. We're like, what is this
horse
shit?
It was like a dream. Like, we're like, why the fuck were we even watching this? Yeah, it was bad.
I don't remember who I was seeing this movie with. I don't even remember what the movie was, but there was these two old people that were really loud. Like, one was in front of the other one, and they were, like, constantly talking or something.
Yeah.
And then this girl is like, will you please just shut the fuck up?
Hell yeah.
And then he turns back and looks, and he's like, yes, I will. I'm sorry, miss.
Fuck yeah, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. It was good. But it was, like, a real fuck. It was, like, two old war vets.
Fuck,
like, they were old as fuck.
I kind of feel bad.
Yeah.
I got one more thing to say before I go, and I'm sure I've told the story. Did I tell you about the Vietnam dude who used to come into the gym all the time, and he would only talk to me because I was the only white guy there? But he's like, he would always go on about how, like, he would go on about Agent Orange. It's all he would fucking talk about. And then he would talk about how, like, he has this 44 Magnum in his truck. And he's like, I just drive around and just hope. Like, obviously, this is fucked up. He's talking about, like, minorities, like, anyone that's not white.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I just hope they try to rob me. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Jesus, you're just telling me shit, this shit in public?
Yeah. Like people
I'm
can
at
hear
the front
you.
Desk of a gym, and he comes in telling me this. He's like, I got a 44 Magnum just ready to go, and I'll drive around down side roads just hoping they'll come open my truck door. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Why?
Maybe just get a hobby or something, dude.
Go fucking,
he would come into the gym.
Something.
He would never do anything, but one of the showers had, like, a chair, and he would just go in there and sit and let the shower just hit his balls and stuff.
Did he actually work out?
No,
what
never.
The fuck?
Never, dude. He would come in and talk about wanting to shoot fucking anyone who's not white.
Fuck,
that would,
dude.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you got to know I can't agree. Like, I can't be like, yeah, dude, I hope that happens.
Yeah.
Like, I can't agree to any of this shit.
If there's, like, a mass shooting coming up, like, it's going to be that guy.
For sure.
He might be dead. He was old as fuck. He'd come in with his VFW hat on. So.
Honestly, hopefully he is. Like, as fucked up as that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, dude.
Because if not,
no,
he's killing
somebody. Horrible.
Yeah.
He was super nice to me, but only because I was white.
Yeah, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, he's like, I got a 44 Magnum out there loaded, ready to go, and I hope they try to come in. I hope they try to open up my truck door, because I'm ready. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on?
He probably just had, like, major PTSD and was, like, completely
fucked
up.
Yeah, he had to.
Yeah.
Because he would always talk about Agent Orange fucked his life up and stuff.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah, I mean, like, it sucks, but hopefully that guy's dead.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, fuck that guy. Hashtag Wildman, though. I'm just joking. All right, I'm shutting it down. I love you, boys.
Love you, too. See you tomorrow, buddy.